This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Tuesday morning, Chet Buchanan Show for the 13th day of May, 2025. Can we? She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Can we shut the wind off now?
Okay.
Thought this was going to be done yesterday.
I literally trusted everything you said. You said it'll be better the next day. Then I went outside. I almost blew away.
Did I break your trust?
We've got trust issues now.
I'm sorry.
All of my news comes from you, Chet. That's it. Whatever you say, that's what I'm rolling with for the week.
I'm going to eat this one because I got bad info. I really thought it was supposed to be done yesterday.
And I really believed you.
Yeah, me too.
And then I got hair in my lip gloss when I was walking outside today, and I almost turned around and went back inside, called the whole thing off.
Because you got hair in your lip gloss?
Yeah.
I can't deal with this.
I can't do this today.
This is ridiculous.
My lip gloss.
I'm going back inside.
Exactly. Oh, just,
yeah, I think we all were like, okay, enough now.
But I was thinking about you yesterday because I had to go to a barbecue, which I could do whatever I wanted.
On a Monday?
On a Monday.
Oh, industry
exactly.
People?
Exactly.
Sure.
But you were golfing.
Yeah, UNLV Football Foundation. It was awesome. Yeah, the wind sucks when you're trying to golf, but it was
sucks.
Everybody had to deal with it. So we had a really good time. And I haven't been just to get everybody up to speed. For a long time, I hosted football and basketball games for UNLV, almost 20 years.
Wow.
Which is weird to think about. And then I just haven't for the last couple of years. Yesterday brought it all really back into focus. I've missed those people terribly because,
mm-hmm.
you know, there have been people who've been, speaking of eating it, there have been people who've just been eating it for years supporting this UNLV football program that, you know, for a long time, maybe could have done a little better. And then yesterday, you know, met the new coach, Dan Mullen, who's an absolute star.
Cool.
He is. And he brought up literally they were one win away from being in the college football playoff, which is the most bizarre thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of took that and ran with it. And I said, guys, for everybody, and I'm making eye contact with people who had been there on nights like it is outside right now, mm-hmm. but about 30 degrees colder.
Oh, no.
And stupid in Sam Boyd Stadium with more people on the field than were in the stands. and you know, and garbage swirling in the closed end of Sam Boyd Stadium on a Thursday night against Air Force, and we're the late game on CBS Sports Network. So it's like 10:45, and it's like, is this game over yet? Mm-hmm. I got to get up in the morning. And just, you know, and through making it through those days,
yeah.
And then to be able to look around the room and go, guys, UNLV is a football school.
Oh, that's awesome.
Still a basketball school. Hockey team just won a national championship. And it's a football school.
Yeah.
So it was just fun.
Cool.
It was good times. Thank you for asking, because I'm glad I got a chance to tell that story.
Yeah, dude, of course. I just like to know if, like, the ball, like, you're, like, it's not going to sound right.
Say it again. What about my...
I just wanted to ask if the golf balls blew in the wind, but I just want to know
you're right. We should
game.
Probably just... Yeah.
That's
awkward.
I felt that. Just turn my mic on.
It's kind of what we specialize in. Welcome to Awkward Tuesday. Oh, it's fun.
Oh, great.
But other than that, you're good.
I'm fine.
I'm good, Adrian. You good?
Yes, sir. Ready to go.
Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
Good morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Uh-huh. Just wait. Might have seen the video on our socials that went up. What's that bit called? The boys don't know nothing about women?
Yes.
Is that what the bit's called?
Say less.
The boys don't know nothing about women?
You know what? I'm not going to let you drag yourself because I watched it again. You guys kind of knew some stuff. I was a little impressed.
Did we?
Kind of you did.
I don't recall it going that way.
I mean, listen, knowing one or two is pretty good, actually.
Money. This is exactly what I was about to say. By knowing stuff, she means we went 2 for 18. But hey,
yeah.
I'm like, we made those two count, baby.
We fouled off a couple of pitches.
Do you remember what a money piece is?
No.
Okay, nope. That's okay.
Is that,
all right.
No, the money piece your, that one outfit that's...
It's not.
What is it?
The two blonde pieces in the front of your face when you get your hair dyed.
That's right.
It's okay.
That's right. That's what a money piece is.
Yeah, you were close.
Anyway, check out our socials. We're going to play that game again.
Oh, yes.
Kamal Nanjiani's coming to town. He's that guy from That Thing.
Yep.
He's the Pakistani guy from you know him. You're like, and I know what you're saying right now. You're looking at your radio going, I do not know him. Stop trying to tell me that I know him.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I felt like that yesterday. You were like, you know him. And then I looked him up and I was like, I do.
Okay, I'm pulling the curtain all the way back. Yeah, Michaela looked at me like, don't tell me what I know.
Yeah, get out of my mind.
Just, get out. Get out of my head.
And then he was right.
No, and then I walked over and I Googled him. And then I held the phone up to her window. And she was like, I could hear her through the soundproof window. Oh, my God. She went full nanny. She went full Fran Drescher, you know? Chandler! She went to, what was her name? Janice on Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michaela will do that every once in a while. And she did it, and she did it there. And I felt vindicated.
Yes.
It was good.
You were right.
Yeah, so we're going to play it again. The boys don't know nothing about women. Kamal Nanjiani tickets for you. Google him. You'll be interested. First pick coming up next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this. On 98.5 KLUC.
Can I say two things before we do this really quick?
Absolutely.
Number one, way to go, Parkway Tavern. It didn't age well, but after the Knights won the other night with 0.4 seconds left.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you heard about this. Parkway Tavern spent $5,000, put up 160 some odd, I want to say 165 billboards in Edmonton with a scoreboard clock that reads 0.4 of a second.
Oh.
And says, go Knights, go. So good on you, Parkway Tavern.
Oh my God.
Didn't age well. Knights lose 3-0 last night. They're down 3-1 in the series. Hey, so it's just going to have to go 7. Great. So there's going to be a game 7 in the Fortress. Okay. You know, come back, handle your business tomorrow night. Go back to Edmonton, take one, then come back here, win game 7, make history again, move on.
Yeah.
Then we'll deal with either Dallas or Winnipeg. Looks like it's going to be Dallas. Whatever.
Listen, you know? I'm still obsessed with Parkway Tavern. I love a petty little trick.
Really good.
Hilarious.
Really good.
Good for them.
And you got how many billboards for $5,000? Hang on a second. Hang on a second. First pick at 702-364-9898. We just need you to be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. If you're a dude, you get to play with Adrian and I, and we try to figure out just how much we really don't know about women. if you're a woman, then you also call 702-364-9898, and you help Michaela make fun of us for not knowing anything about women.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good. And either way, you get the tickets for Kamala and Johnny, the Doing This Again tour, Saturday, October 18th at the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian. Thank you to our buddies at Live Nation. First things first, though, 702-364-9898 right now. Good luck.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Monique Wagner from Sandy Valley.
Hey, that's you. God, are you guys blowing away out there in the middle of the desert?
Yes, definitely. We had all the way up to 35 mile an hour winds.
Oh, jeez. No, it was crazy. I'll bet it was more than that because I heard the gusts were like 50. It was nuts.
Oh, okay.
And it's got a little bite to it. By the way, if you haven't stepped out this morning yet, you might want to consider the zip-up hoodie or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. Just because it's got a little bite to it this morning.
100%.
A little bit.
For sure. We'll take it, though.
Yeah.
Says who?
Well, the longer we can hold off, says most of us.
I know. So everyone likes the cold.
We're not lizards like you.
I turned my seat heater on my bum on the way here. You know,
I'm on my heater on right now.
If Michaela could be in a terrarium with a heat lamp on her, it'd be great.
I'd love it. It's called a tanning bed when I was 16.
Hey, so Adrian, do you know what the difference is between jeggings and leggings? Did we do this one last time? Because I don't remember.
We did, and I said pockets, remember. But what it is that it just one looks like jeans, but it's like the same thing. It's just the
stretchy jeans. Wow, good memory, because I didn't remember. I didn't. Do you remember what a capsule wardrobe is?
Yes, it's a wardrobe it's flexible. You can make a variety of different outfits from.
Yeah, you can make a variety of different outfits from the one out. I remember that. Okay, yes, so we did do those. All right. Adrian, do you know? I don't know this one. What is PMS versus PMDD? Which I've never even heard of PMDD.
PMDD.
And I know stuff. I pay attention to stuff.
Public enemy? I don't know.
Oh, Michaela looks defeated. Do you know what PMDD is?
Defeated, I am. No idea.
I have no idea.
PMDD?
Never heard of that. I don't know either.
Who's in charge of Googling? Did we figure that out last time?
I'm back on it.
PMS, we all know what PMS is.
I have no idea. Does it have to do with menopause?
Premenstrual dysphoric disorder?
What's that?
A more severe form of PMS. Causes significant emotional and physical symptoms in weeks leading up to menstruation.
Yikes. So it's like the bonus round.
Yeah, including severe irritability, depression, and anxiety. Aha.
Is that what you have?
Sounds like a normal Monday to me.
Uh-huh. You got to make that joke. Yeah, right.
Irritable me?
Normal Monday? What? Why do, Adrian, why, I mean, I have my theories. Why do girls put deodorant on their inner thighs sometimes?
Yes.
Shaving.
I was going to say to keep it. Keep everything moving.
Yeah, Jude.
Right. Okay. See.
Yeah.
Just put lotion there.
Did you say fresh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep everything fresh.
I mean, I suppose. I guess.
Yeah, Jude.
Hey, what's a hair perfume, and why do you use it?
It's good smells around your hair.
Seems obvious.
To smell pretty good.
Seems obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Same.
It is what it is.
It literally is just
It's literally perfume for your hair.
Yeah, because when you put regular perfume in your hair, there's like alcohol in the perfume. It can dry your hair out. So the hair perfume is specifically for your hair so it doesn't dry it out.
Uh-huh. I know this one.
Oh.
Adrian. What is the two-finger rule when fitting a bra?
I have no idea.
If you can't get two fingers in there, you got to size up, girl.
Shit.
Can't get two fingers in there, you got to get a bigger bra, girl.
All right, sister. That was good.
Wow.
Look at your boy.
Monique, look at this man.
I got one.
Right.
I got one.
Ring that bell.
There you go.
What is the difference? Never even heard of this. What is the difference between tight lining and lining your water line.
Mm. What?
Do you know anything about it?
Never heard of it.
No idea.
Oh.
Wait. Tightening?
Tight lining.
Uh-huh.
Tight lining, all one word. Or lining your water line.
Is it? Okay, I think water line is putting the eyeliner inside of your eye. And then tight lining is just on your eye.
Makes a lot of sense.
I don't know if that's 100% true, but that's what I would think it is.
Let's look that one up, too, while we get Monique's information so she can... Do you know who Kamal Nanjiani is?
I don't.
Go, okay.
Can you help me to go with her?
Yes.
Birthday.
Okay, here's what's great. You, okay, so while Michaela looks up tight lining and lining your water line, although that, were you right?
I was right, babe.
Makes a lot of sense.
Totally.
Once you said it. And I had a picture of Amy Winehouse in my head, just because she had the thick,
yes.
She had the thick.
You're right.
Big eyeliner.
And then you look up Kamal Nanjiani and you'll, like all of us, you'll go, oh my God, it's that guy from that thing.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Just one story today for the good feeling stories of the day. So pay attention, everybody.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond.
I'm really
Jewelers,
focusing.
The Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. What?
I said, I'm really focusing. I didn't even giggle. I was like, what's he doing? Tell me.
Wait, just one. I really should pay.
Yeah.
There's a couple that met while playing Minecraft. Sometimes you just, you know, you're looking so hard to find love. It's right there under your nose.
Yeah.
They recently got married in the game.
Really?
They met when they were 13 years old. Now they're in their mid-20s. She's from Oregon. Uh-huh. He's from England. My goddaughter met a guy in New Jersey playing some game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And honestly, her dad, my best friend, was 1,000,000% against it. I was against it.
Yeah, of course.
Like, her mom supported it. And they ended up, they've been together ever since.
No way.
Now, he won't marry her because they're very, you know, they're very Gen Z. But
they are together. I believe
they're still together.
That's wild to get married in a game. I don't even understand games.
So their digital wedding happened in March, but Wired, you know, the magazine about gaming and all that kind of stuff, just did a story on it. Their avatars stood in front of a digital altar with a canopy of pixelated cherry blossoms above, because Minecraft is...
Yeah. You know,
they said getting married in the game made total sense for them because, quote, we've lived apart our whole relationship. Wait a minute. Do they not? Is she still?
Oh my God. So it's still
Oregon
long distance. Yeah.
Oh God. At least this kid was smart enough to be like, I want to see you naked and moved.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They took her out there to meet him first in person in New Jersey. Did I mention that part?
Yeah.
He was in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, I can't. She met another guy. They were on a break. Right?
Yeah.
The New Jersey guy.
Mm-hmm.
They were on a break. She met another guy gaming in Costa Rica.
Stop.
And went to live with him. And hated it. Because literally they lived in poverty and nobody speaks English in Costa Rica whatever the deal was. And she was miserable. So she came up.
Yeah.
She'd been there a week. Somebody stole her backpack. She didn't have anything.
No.
Yeah. So she finally came home.
Yeah, understandable.
And then she got back with New Jersey guy, and then now, yeah, okay.
I'm just mind blown that she really was like kind of fighting them off thanks to Minecraft. That's really the place to go.
I was going to tell you why, and you could just let your imagination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So their avatar stood in front of a digital altar, canopy of pixelated cherry blossoms. They said getting married in the game made sense for them because, quote, we've lived apart our whole relationship.
Yep.
That world is where we live together.
I love it.
Do you think they live together?
In the world.
No, but like in real life, do you think
no.
Even though they just got married. So they just got game married.
Yeah, they did.
Did they not get real married?
It sounds like a real marriage to me. And after planning this expensive wedding, I'm going to learn how to play Minecraft so me and Lisa can get married in their world too.
I will tell you something I know about this. I performed a marriage in Oregon and I was stressed out because I was trying to get certified. right?
Yeah.
Like I thought you had.
Oh, yeah,
In Oregon, if you believe the person who is marrying you is qualified to marry you, then it's a legal marriage.
Oh, that's great.
If the two people believe it and they sign the thing, then it's okay.
Oh, yeah, I think that's how it should be. That's so great.
I think this is a thing. He also proposed to her in the game. The whole wedding, $300.
Brilliant.
Maybe we're the ones doing it wrong.
We are doing it wrong.
Maybe. It's your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 7:02 on Tuesday, the 13th day of May, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. And it was really great. Michaela was putting on her lip gloss and she was kind of turns around because they were showing the I was going to say the highlights from the night's game last night.
Uh-huh.
They showed the fight.
Yeah.
Michaela goes, look at that. Look at these boys beating the S out of each other. And then while she's putting on her lip gloss, and she said, did we win the fight? And you know what? It's the one thing that we did win last night.
Yeah,
Nick Hague beat the snot out of that dude.
Way to go.
Shout out to Vince Sapienza at Fox 5 because Nick Hague was throwing Hager bombs. What?
Oh,
what?
Well done.
What?
That's good.
So we won the battle and lost the war last night. Listen.
We won the marketing battle, too, before the game.
The Parkway Tavern.
That was brilliant.
That. Yeah.
Brilliant.
It was good. How do you get... are billboards that cheap in Edmonton?
Oh, my God. Right?
I think so.
$5,000 for 165 billboards?
That's all it was?
That's what I say to you.
That's why it's insane.
Jeez.
Where were you when we talked about this earlier? Were you here?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he was here.
Oh,
I was here. Allegedly.
Apparently.
Editing.
Yeah, working.
Producer stuff.
Doing his job.
Producer stuff.
Yeah.
You'll get no complaints out of me.
Stuff, actually.
Thank you very, very much, sir.
Executive.
Yeah, you know who you're messing with over here, Michaela?
No.
The executive producer of the Chet Buchanan Show.
I'm sorry. Think again. Next time you make a comment.
Show some respect.
God.
Yes, we won the battle, lost the war. Yeah, and the if you missed it, Parkway Tavern after the Riley Smith goal with 0.4 seconds. On Saturday, which sent the entire city of Edmonton into a tailspin, they put up billboards that looked like a scoreboard clock that said "Go Knights."
So
go.
Brilliant! I love that's smart. The kind of petty I like.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying.
Didn't age for nothing. And in fact, I may just go drive around on the streets today to see what somebody in Edmonton. You know,
yeah, are they waiting for the series to be over for the reversal?
Or we'll have billboards in our town today that say 3 bagel, you know, or 3 donut, whatever.
Right.
But hey.
That's hilarious. I like
It's just set up for an amazing comeback. The story's even that much sweeter.
Yep.
Because then Knights are going to win tomorrow night in the Fortress. Mm-hmm. Durr. Then they're going to go steal one in Edmonton, force a game 7, and just stomp Edmonton on Saturday.
Yeah, let's go, boys.
Or whenever it would be. Friday. Mm-hmm. Friday? Yeah, Friday, probably.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we had a 5-time champion again on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, the 16th 5-time champion in history, Karina Vasquez from Sunrise Manor.
The city of champions.
retired as champion. Sunrise Manor now has 22 wins overall, a comfortable 7-win lead over Silverado Ranch, who has 15. We'll, you know what? Let's do it right now. 702-364-9898. We need 2 challengers on Tuesday for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Every mission has led to this. Tom Cruise is Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible. The Final Reckoning, only in theaters and IMAX, May 22nd.
Wait, let's
this was
go!
So good.
But you don't have
Wait,
to-
turn down Michaela's Hometown Throwdown music. Mm-hmm. That was a vibe, dude. Do it again.
Do we have time?
Yeah.
4 reserved seats to our advanced screening of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Yeah, you get to see it before anybody else. Couple of days ahead of everybody else. Yeah. Thanks to our friends at Allied Global Marketing. You need to be either caller number 24 or 25, and then you got to be the winner for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown if you want the tickets. So call now. 702-364-9898.
Yes. Take it home, babe.
Mm-hmm. Well, if this gig doesn't work out, one day.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, before we do anything, remember Monique from Sandy Valley, who was on the show earlier on the first pick?
Absolutely.
Earlier today? She won tickets to Kamal Nanjiani, who's a very funny comedian. He's literally that guy from that thing. And so Monique was pretty excited about just winning in general.
Yeah.
But I said, go look this guy up. She's on the phone right now. Monique, did you look up Kamal Nanjiani?
Yes, I sure did.
And you know who he is now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I know. Now you're all excited. Okay, that's all I wanted to know. We got to go.
Okay.
Okay, bye. That was it. That was all I wanted.
That's awesome.
I love that.
I love it too.
I wanted to see if she found out who the guy was.
Yeah.
So when we tell you to call tomorrow for Kamal Nanjiani tickets, you'll be excited about it. He literally is that guy from that thing.
Literally.
He's that dude. Speaking of that person from that thing, who is our first contestant on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown today?
That'll be Ashley Dominguez representing Wagon Wheel.
I love it. What up, Ash?
What up, Ashley?
What up?
This is a neighborhood border war today.
Oh.
Who's contestant number 2? Uh-oh.
We got Brooke Sutherland representing Old Hendo.
Old Hendo. Old Hendo and Wagon Wheel. We're going to meet at Johnny Max and throw down.
Oh, that sounds good.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm with Johnny Max right now. I might have to go later on today. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked later on this afternoon.
I like that place.
You show if you see me at Johnny Mac's.
Save me some wings.
My wife's listening right now. I will probably get a text. Oh, speaking of texts from the wives, what did Lisa just tell you?
Oh my God. She texts me, the dogs are humping, listening to Mama on the radio. I said, what does that mean, Lisa?
Yeah, what are we supposed to do with that information?
Remember when we got the dog a couple weeks ago we adopted? I thought I was allergic. Turns out I'm not. Then he had a brother that didn't get adopted, so we adopted him too. So now we have a house full of three dog boys. They're hitting a point in their life where I guess they're finding puberty and other things. And I said, Lisa, what is that? She said, listen, they're humping each other. They're listening to you. They're supporting. I said, great. Thank you,
Lisa. I'm not sure what we're supposed to do with that.
Nothing.
We'll take support.
What am I to do with it?
We'll take support any way we can get it, Jeff. Yeah,
is that what that is?
Thank you for listening.
I'm not sure.
To my family.
Ashley and Brooke, please buzz in with your name if you believe you know the answer. But do not answer until we call upon you, just because you may believe that you got in first, but you do not. So, yeah, that's it. I think first 1-3 wins the game. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This A-list actress known for, I'm sorry, this is Gordon. This A-list actor known for films like Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Ocean's 11 is starring in the new.
Who was it? Ashley. We're hearing you in the background, I believe is what that is. Ashley, did you buzz in?
Oh, yeah,
Brooke.
Brad. Don't say it.
Yeah, Michaela heard it. Ashley, you get to answer.
Okay, Brad Pitt.
Is it Brad Pitt that we're looking for? Yes, it is. Ashley goes up one zip.
This pop star is having a hard time catching a break. First, she got trolled for going to space, and now her dance moves on tour.
Brooke's very short and to the point when she buzzes
Love
in.
Love it.
Brooke, what's the answer?
Katy Perry.
It's got to be Katy Perry, doesn't it? Yeah, because who else is getting trolled for going to space? Nobody.
Nobody.
Honestly, everybody got away scot-free. Even Gail King, who was like,
I know.
I still can't believe I'm an astronaut. Well, maybe that's because you're not. But whatever. And she kind of got away clean, and then Katy Perry also doubled down.
And she kissed the ground when they landed.
Yeah, and that was
a lot.
Ashley with one. Brooke with one. Next question, please.
This cult classic starring Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock is finally coming out with a sequel due out in the fall of 2026, and it's going to be magic.
Oh. Nothing. Brooke. Nobody. Oh, Brooke's going to take a swing.
I'm just totally guessing. Thelma and Louise.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It sounded like you said Thelma and Louise, which would be crazy.
I really have no idea.
That was a good guess.
If you said Thelma and Louise, that's crazy. But,
shut up, dummy.
It's not Thelma. It's not Thelma and Louise. It's, what is it? What's the name of it?
Practical Magic.
Oh God! It was. I'm going. And they spell magic with a K, right?
No, they spell it regular.
Okay.
Good, well, see,
I was wrong.
Guess.
I was wrong all the way around.
Yeah.
Still tied at one.
SZA says she owes this pop star money for samples she used, but the Cowboy Carter headliner has not made her pay up.
Gave it away.
What's her name?
You better get it.
Brooke.
Oh, Brooke. Just under the buzzer.
Beyonce?
Is it Beyonce? Yes, SZA says that she owes. SZA says she owes Beyonce money, but Beyonce's never said a word about it.
Yeah, kind of love that.
So yeah, pretty cool. Brooke 2, Ashley 1.
There's a new TV series coming to Apple TV about the Vegas male duo, best known for their over-the-top costumes and having wild tigers a part of their show.
Ashley.
Brooke for the win.
Oh, and right.
Is it Siegfried? I know. I'm sorry, Ashley, but she just got in ahead of you. Game over. Brand new champion. It is Siegfried. What did you say? What's happening with Siegfried and Roy?
There's a new TV series coming out on Apple TV about them.
I'm interested.
I am too.
Yeah.
Kind of into it. Yeah. Loves them.
Can I tell you something weird about me?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, if I'm in that part of town, I will purposely go out of my way just to drive by their house.
I love that.
Just to see, to make sure everything's still in order and not,
Is it? Where is it again?
Vegas Drive, part of the way up.
By the golf course? That golf course?
Ish, yeah.
Okay.
Sort of.
Maybe I'll drive today.
You should.
I haven't seen it when it's
little.
That's
your old hood, right?
I know. Cute.
Ashley, you're fantastic, but we got to let you go.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you. Our brand new champion, Brooke Sutherland from Old Hendo.
Yeah. Good job, Mama.
You have four tickets to go to our, and reserved seats, by the way, which is nice, to our advanced screening of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, happening on Wednesday, May 21st at an undisclosed location, courtesy of our friends at Allied Global Marketing. And we'll see you tomorrow as you defend your brand new title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Have a great day.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Who's taking the 177-second survey? It's our nothing against all the other principals, but this one's our favorite.
Yes.
Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Veronica Hunt from Spring Valley.
What's that school? What's that school that's right over there? What's that school that's right over there? What's your school?
Marion Earle Elementary.
Yes, yes. Our favorite principal.
Right.
I don't know that we know. I don't know that we know any other principals, but you're our favorite.
We don't.
Even if we did, even if we knew all of them,
I'll take it.
All of them, I think you'd still be our favorite.
Yep.
Aw, thank you. I'm feeling the love.
Are you ready for your 177-second survey?
I was born ready, Chet. Let's go. Woo.
See, that's why you're the principal.
She's ready.
That's why you're the principal. Not us.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay, what's harder to do on a trampoline? My buddy Matt just got one at the house for the summer. Wanted to teach my son how to do a backflip because I've always thought it was easier. But my son was more comfortable doing a front flip. Which way do you flip?
Ooh, I think I'm going to go back. I'm going to do the backflip.
I'm a backflipper.
Really?
If I'm flipping at all, I'm backflipping.
Well, yeah, this is true. Good point.
Here's what a stupid kid I was. Okay, you thought the Dochi thing was done. Listen to this. I spent the better part of a day, a full day, in the front yard at my dad's house, thinking about doing a standing backflip in the front yard. Nobody else was around. And I was pretty sure, I was like, well, if I break my neck, there'll be nobody here to save me. And then I thought, well, if I break my neck, who's going to save me anyway? And I sat there and I went, okay, I'm doing it. I'm going to do it. And then I didn't do it ever because I was scared. to this day, I've still never done the standing backflip, and I don't think I ever will.
What is a standing backflip? I want to know.
You're standing on the ground.
And then you just throw yourself backwards into a flip?
Do a backflip.
Okay. Have you seen that done before?
Any cheerleader. Their salt.
No, you're right. What was I thinking?
Yeah. Can you just... Hey, wait a minute. You know what? Veronica, can you do a standing backflip?
I absolutely cannot do it.
Okay. I just thought maybe you'd shock us.
Picture of the little Chet literally just contemplating for hours.
No, high school Chet. And there was work. And there was work on the farm to be done. And my dad was away for the day. And I literally stood there in the stupid front yard going, okay, I'm going to do it. And then right after I do it, then I'm going to go and get to work. I mean, it was probably a solid hour and a half. Easily an hour and a half. I remember it like it was yesterday. I could smell the grass.
Not a high school Chet. Chet, you're a freak.
I love video of that.
Backflip, backflip or front flip?
Oh, God.
What are you doing, Michaela, back or front?
I guess front flip so I can see ahead of me where I'm going.
You'd turn it into a somersault.
1,000%. You'd panic. I would panic.
Adrian?
Yeah.
Front flip, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like, I got to be honest with you. I'm not the flip guy.
I enjoy standing,
Yeah, I like standing on the ground. I can't believe we used the whole 177-second survey.
I'm obsessed.
Oh, my God.
Miss Blake, why don't you tell us that story?
Supplemental question. Can you do a cartwheel?
Yeah.
Can you? A good one?
Yes.
Veronica?
Oh, yeah. I can do a cartwheel.
I cannot.
I got that down.
I cannot. I just can't get my feet all the way over. You know, I mean, I look like a 3-year-old trying to do a cartwheel. Not a cool girl 3-year-old who just, you know, where they're just doing cartwheels all over the place just to taunt us non-cartwheel people. Look what I can do. Shut up, little brat.
First you're
Adrian, can you do a cartwheel?
No.
We love you too, girl. This break has been one of my favorites.
Stop asking me about Adrian's literally giving me the
cannonball. Look. Yes.
Stop it. He's like, stop asking me about flips. Don't ask me about cartwheels.
Sure. A little tumbling.
Sure. Chad, Adrian, you can tumble. Is that what you just said?
I can do a tumble. Yeah, I can tumble.
Why not?
Don't question me. I'm about to take Sarah to gymnastics tomorrow.
I have learned.
Got a future WWE champion. I got to train. So please, don't question. I can tumble.
My bad again.
Don't question me.
No, this is my bad all the way around, you guys. Sorry, I ever doubted you.
God, who knew? Wow. All right.
You guys are having so much fun.
Woo. Veronica, have fun at Marcelo Hernandez from SNL.
Yes, I love him.
Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. By the way, and then so you're 9 days out from summer.
Yes,
we are. Yes.
So nine days until you get rid of the kids. Then how much longer do you have to hang around before you're released?
So I work year round.
I wonder.
Work year round. So we're there all the time. If you want to come visit,
we might do that. We might come.
I would love it.
We might sneak over and bring you lunch one day.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Yeah, we'll have grown up checks.
My birthday's coming up.
When's your birthday?
June 15th.
My birthday's June 7th.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Come visit you. We'll stand in the lawn and we'll watch Adult Chet contemplate making a little backflip.
How big is the penalty if you sneak booze onto school grounds? Don't answer that.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I could never check the box again. Why? What happened? Well, my friend's a principal. We just tried to bring her a little cocktail for her birthday.
We wanted to have a nice time.
Wow, you spent the weekend in jail for that, huh? Well, all right, relationship rehab coming up next. Is this a big red flag in the I'm going to leave it at that. What is his name? Hang on a second. There it is. Dave in Inspirata believes there may be a big red flag in his relationship. Me personally, I think Dave, I understand why his feelings are hurt. But I really believe what his wife is telling him. I really do believe it.
Okay.
And my belief is that there are more people that do what Dave's wife does that Dave thinks is a red flag. They just may do it in a different way, and it's not so in your face.
Cool.
All right. I'm really excited for relationship rehab, and we'll do that in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I can tell you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! By the way, quick shout out: if you love your job and you're happy to be going to work today, feel good about it, or even if you're just tolerating it, you know what I'm saying. Three out of four Gen Zers and 70% of Millennials are looking for a job or a career change.
Wow, what do they want to do?
Something else.
All right.
Something different. They also found out that half of Gen Zers and Millennials feel burnt out at work right now. I'm joking. About one in four feel expectations at work have increased, but the pay has not.
Oof.
That's a lot. We find that across the board.
Yeah.
A lot of places.
That's any generation, dude.
Yeah. And it seems like a lot of jobs, a lot of places are doing that. The idea of making a home where people want to stay for years and years, it's feels like that's gone by the wayside.
Listen, man, I have this lady that works at our local gas station. She's like 75 years old. And I'm like, what are you doing, queen? I visit her all the time. I really like her. And she's like, the world's expensive. And I just, this is what I got to do now.
She needs a gig. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, but you're like 75 years old.
Yeah. But
it's tough.
Nobody saves money. Nobody, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The world's just getting more expensive with no raises.
Right. But we buy a lot of stuff. We buy stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, we do.
My mom, you know one thing? When I was a kid, my mom, when I was out in the front yard trying to decide whether I was going to do a backflip or not.
I can't stand you.
And my mom also told me, she said, pay yourself first.
Yeah. Oh,
when you get paid, pay yourself. So I've always put money away.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
So listen, David Inspirata says, I got to get this off my chest. It's relationship rehab, by the way. It seems like more than a few other people have decided this is the place to do it. So here goes. Thank God for that. Thank you, everybody who reaches out. I get notifications when the garage door opens and other stuff like that. So is it a red flag that my wife sits in her car for anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes after she gets home before she comes inside? Yes, I did ask her about it. And she says she just needs some time to decompress before she comes inside. Oh, before she comes in to deal with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That doesn't sound kind or loving or good at all. I asked her what we might be able to do to make things easier for her. She says it's not us, mm-hmm. it's her. And she just needs a minute in the garage. Again, this doesn't sound good. Does anybody else think this is normal behavior in a strong marriage? 702-364-9898. Crime Junkies Podcast Live coming to town. Life Rule Number 10 Tour. It's happening this Saturday at Resorts World. Thank you to our friends at AEG Presents. We would love to give you free tickets right now at 702-364-9898. His wife gets home, sits in the garage for up to a half an hour. Can I just say this up front? Maybe you just find a different phrase other than I sit in the garage to decompress before I come in to deal with you people.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Maybe soften that message a little bit, but...
But is she wrong?
But... Dave sees red flag. Dave is feeling, and I get this side of it. Dave is going, wait, what do you mean you need 30 minutes, 15 to 30 minutes before you have to come in and deal with me?
Yeah.
So is Dave right? Is this a red flag? Or are you going to call us up and go, yeah, I do that every day? 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, you couldn't find anybody that actually does it?
No, that thinks it is a...
Oh, that thinks it's a red flag?
Yeah.
That's okay. No, that's good. Adrian looks very deeply... So who's caller number 25?
Raven Dillon.
Okay, good. And then Adrian tries to find somebody who has an opposing viewpoint.
Yeah.
I worry. Well, let's go here. So Raven, not a red flag?
No, it's not. Especially if you've had a long date.
A girl named Raven. How freaking hot is that?
I know. So cool, dude.
Good Lord. Life must be difficult for you. Just going through life with this kind of hotness. It's just gotta be horrible. So sorry.
It's okay, we're good.
Yeah, good. You're managing. You're able to make it.
She's doing fine.
Absolutely.
Good for you. The only thing that worries me about this is when she's, you know, he asks her about it,
uh-huh.
and she goes, yeah, it's not me, or it's not you, it's me. Well, what can we do? Nothing. I just need a few minutes to decompress. I got to read this again. I need some time to decompress before I come in to deal with you. Now, I don't know if that's his words or hers, but it sounds like maybe the message wasn't delivered as well as it might have been.
Yeah.
But we all get it,
yeah.
Right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Do you sit in the garage?
I don't sit in the garage because we do have that sensor, and I think my husband would know. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of hear it. Like when the garage door opens, you can hear it throughout mm-hmm. the house sort mm-hmm. of thing. But what I do is if I have to go somewhere or have an appointment, I always give the wrong time and go a little bit early so I can chill away from everybody.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I do that.
I have been known to take the long way home just so I don't, because I don't want to.
Absolutely.
I don't want to dump it on my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa just texted me, my fiance.
Even though I will.
Yeah, you sure will. My fiance just texted me. She said, are you going to tell him the truth? I said, yeah, I'm not ashamed.
What?
I love hanging out in the driveway. Even sometimes I go to the bathroom. And at first.
In the driveway?
Yeah. That's how it sounded. Yeah,
is that a red flag?
Is that weird? Am I a loner here? You go to the bathroom in the driveway. Big deal. Big whoop.
My wife won't come inside.
And
sometimes she just poop in the driveway. Is she trying to tell me something?
We got a letter from the HOA, Michaela. You've been acting up again.
Yeah, that would be a red flag.
That would be an issue.
That would definitely be a red flag. Yeah. You know what, Raven? Have a great time at the Crime Junkies podcast live.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, that'll be so much fun. Yeah, I don't. Is there any reason? You know, is there any reason to take more? I think we've.
No. We can't follow up the driveway story.
Yeah, we're all on the same page. Yeah, and we've learned something about Michaela that we didn't expect to know today. So, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
For the record, I think Michaela and I would both love to do this. And I believe our partners would love to do this. I think Adrian could take it or leave it, but it would probably be Jacoby that would go, yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know. You're a wild card on personal stuff because I don't know your relationship as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we don't talk about it as much.
Yeah, and I can see with those squeaky eyes, you're trying to look into
I'm
my soul.
I'm squinting at him.
To see where I'm leaning.
I'm giving him the squint.
Trying to get that read.
Trying to get the read on it. Trying to get a read. A husband and wife in Humboldt County in Northern California recently got picked for the same jury.
Hmm.
Can you imagine? Oh, you're not as into this. Amy and I would be great together.
I'm totally into this. Not what I expected you to say.
That's kind of cool. She got your hands on your hips. And you looked down. Literally, she looked down at the floor and went,
I'm tapping my toe. You can't even see that. I was like, All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you watch Dateline with your partner, why not go to trial together? Right?
My mind is blown. You're so right.
It's awesome.
It's even less likely than it sounds. It can happen. There are about 136,000 people in that county. 106,000 are adults. A jury sends out a certain number of summons each week, but only 12 are selected for the jury, right? So the fact that this husband and wife were picked for the same jury has a 0.00001% chance of happening.
That's wild.
And I did not Google to see what that actually, 10,000, 100,000, 100,000 million?
Listen, even if it's 100,000, it's wild.
Yeah.
My question is, I know you can't talk about the case to other people, but can they go home and discuss?
Sure.
Is that like a conflict of interest?
Can't talk to people outside of the jury.
True.
They're on a drunk driving case together. They were actually pretty cool with being on the jury. Tori was fired up about it because she's never served before. I would be more than happy to do it. I get the thing all the time, but I get dismissed. I never even make it into the room.
Same.
They just go, okay, everybody on the left side, get out. I'm like, okay. But if they would make it fit the schedule, do you think you and Jacoby would want to be on a jury together?
I wouldn't want to be on it, but I don't think I could also, but if I was in that situation, I wouldn't be able to take it seriously if she was on there.
Stop.
Really?
No, take it seriously?
How come? Why? No, that's interesting.
Especially because this is all shit, Law and Order, SVU, Chicago Fire, all that stuff.
She'd be all about it.
So I'd be like, okay. I'd just be like,
whatever she says. Yeah, you'd be like, whatever she says, I'm
I
with.
Would be the opposite. Kind of like the show. With Michaela, that's I go the other side, so I do the same thing. So that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be able to take it seriously.
And you'd never get out of there because freaking...
I'd be there for the
drama.
It'd
be a hung jury.
That's actually hysterical.
Well, you'd waste everybody's time just because you would never agree.
Sorry, I can't. I don't agree with her.
But the evidence is right. I don't care.
Don't care.
That's not how I see it.
That's not how I see it. That's right.
Proving
it's
a point.
That's not how I see it.
It's not how I,
she's
yeah,
wrong.
I hear you.
It's actually a good couple's therapy.
That's awesome. And he
session.
Gave me, and he just gave me the look like we were actually role playing this out. That's how he was very serious.
He was into
he
it.
Goes, he gave me the look. That's not how I see it.
It's not.
That's so funny. That's a good way to have couples go in and problem solve. Like, you guys cannot leave until you come to agreement on something.
That would be, that's like a great video game. That could be like a game.
He's doing this. He's doing it right now. It's not. It's not how I see it.
Well, it's not. Because if they would have, then they would have, but they didn't. You know what I'm saying?
We don't even know what the evidence is. He's making a compelling case against the non-existent evidence.
Literally, a man's life could be on the line. He'd be like, I don't agree. Sorry.
I don't agree. I don't see it that way.
Nope, too bad.
I don't.
He's guilty.
I just don't.
Not to me.
You don't even know what the evidence is.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't see it that way.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
I was going to save this for tomorrow for good feeling stories of the day.
Okay.
I can't do it. I can't do it. And I think this story is going to get a lot of traction today.
Give it to us.
I want to jump in now. A 31-year-old former Royal Marine from the UK just completed the longest triathlon ever. You know triathlon, swimming, biking, and running?
Sure. I do now. Thank you.
Sure do. Oh, yeah. Just did one of those. Just did it this morning.
I like that you know me so well, though, now.
No, you gave me the look.
You were like, running, swimming, biking?
Yep.
Yeah, chill.
Sounds
yes. Noi.
Oh, yeah. Triathlon expert. Guy named Mitch Hutchcraft. The Royal Marine, the former Royal Marine from the UK, started last September by swimming the English Channel. Then he rode a bike 7,500 miles from Europe to India, then covered 500 miles on foot, walking and running.
No way.
500 miles on foot to Nepal, and then finished it up on Sunday by climbing Mount Everest. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's insane.
That's wild. Crazy.
I knew a dude once that used to do ultra marathons where you'd run 100 miles.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was bats.
Yeah, listen, that's pretty cool, but this is nuts.
He also went on to run Levi Strauss in North America. He's from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Came to America because he wanted to work for Nike. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he worked for Levi Strauss thinking that that would get Nike's attention. They didn't want anything to do with him. And Adidas said, hey, we're talking about putting an office in Portland to screw those Nike guys over.
Yeah.
And he was the head of Adidas for North America.
No way.
Yeah.
Because, oh, that's pretty rad.
Because I was his buddy, I got 70% off Adidas
yes!
stuff. My whole family, we were draped in Adidas.
Looking good.
We had all the Adidas drip.
Yeah, that's
true. What happened to that guy?
Yeah, find out.
Moved away from Portland, and yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he ever went to work for Nike. So this this Royal Marine who did this crazy triathlon was raising money for a charity in the UK that protects wildlife and also works with veterans.
God bless him. Those Marines are tough, man. Really tough. And that's so hard to do. I can barely walk 5 miles, let alone 500.
Can you imagine?
Nuts.
And
the back-to-back activity. That's crazy.
And like, can you really train for that? Are you ever really ready for any of that? Because it's never...
It's a mental game.
Yeah, you just gotta
have to be.
You just gotta keep
going. Like, I can do it. But I won't be. We don't have to train.
I'm hoping to knock out like 7 push-ups at some point.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me up there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
9 o'clock Tuesday morning, the 13th day of May. Only 9 days left of school, counting today.
Can't stand it.
Our minds are blown, as I'm sure are yours. What am I going to do with these kids?
I know.
Yeah, it's all coming. And then graduation season, and away we go.
That's dude.
Yeah, enjoy the weather this week.
Yeah.
That's coming, too, if we're getting if we're getting down to it.
For sure.
This whole stealing copper feels so 2018. Please.
I know. Losers.
And what's left? Honest to God, what's left? We don't have any streetlights that work anymore.
Oh my God,
we don't,
I know. All that.
A 38-year-old guy in Kansas named Gordon Pierce stole a rare 800-pound Spanish-American War cannon from a park in Wichita. Not a history buff. Owed his drug dealer $20,000 and was worried that the man might kill him and his family if he didn't pay up the $20,000. So Gordon told police that he was scouting copper statues that he could steal and possibly sell and make back the money. The crazy part is that they're being really careful about that now.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's still people out there that'll buy stuff, but mostly they go, okay, where'd you get it? Why, you know?
Yeah, walking around with a huge cannon.
Because they're getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? If you've got the cannon and the police are like, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
Some guy brought it to me. Okay, well, you got to do better than that.
Yeah.
You know, apparently back in April, Gordon saw the cannon, thought it might be, worth enough, got a homeless person to help him rip it out of the ground.
Oh my God.
He used a chain and a Chevy Tahoe to drag it away, got some tools, cut it up into 4 or 5 pieces.
Stop.
Then he took those pieces to the drug dealer to show him, hey, man, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Please don't kill me.
Yeah.
Or my family. The drug dealer looked at him and said, this is the stupidest plan I've ever heard of. You're going to get us all busted. Well, guess what?
Did.
Somebody, and we're not sure who, they think it might have even been the drug dealer, turned Gordon in.
No way.
He's been charged with theft of property, aggravated criminal damage, possession of drug paraphernalia, and whatnot. And he's still in debt to the other guy for $20,000. And this is not going to end well for anybody.
Listen, he was just trying to save his family, so he stole a cannon.
It sounds like a movie plot. Oh, so you're okay with it? Are you telling me this is okay?
No, it's insane.
No, this is bad. It's really bad.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
I guarantee this happens a lot more than just what we're about to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
68-year-old woman in Switzerland was in court last week, accused of repeatedly feeding Leo, her neighbor's cat, for almost a year. The woman lives in the same building as Leo. She hasn't just been feeding Leo. She's been letting him into her apartment. She actually even added a cat door.
Oh.
So Leo can just come and go as he pleases.
This sounds sweet.
Not if you're Leo's owner. Things have escalated over the last 10 months. This is why this woman is in court now. Because the biggest issue, naturally, is that Leo has decided that he likes the old lady's place better and won't go home. Under Swiss law, cats are other people's property.
Yeah.
And so if you systematically feed and give a home to another person's cat, they call it unlawful appropriation. In other words, it's not going to be enforced unless you're taking somebody else's pet.
Yeah, dude, can I tell you, though, this happened to my sister-in-law. There was a neighborhood, her neighbor's cat would come over all the time, fed it, took care of it, loved it. They sort of shared custody. When the neighbors moved away with the cat was so depressed, they brought it back to my sister-in-law's house, and now they own this cat. Major is the name. It's a real thing.
See, that would work out really great when we don't have somebody to feed the cat.
Yeah.
When we're doing stuff.
Sure.
And that would be pretty good, but my wife would be devastated.
Devastated.
If our cats went to somebody. If our cats, because she'd take it personally.
Yeah, of course.
I gotta be honest, so would I.
I would too.
Mostly because I'm a narcissist, not because I care about the cats. I just don't want somebody, I'm competitive, and I just wouldn't want somebody.
Winning.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to lose out on the cat to the neighbors. Oh, that cat loves you more than the cat loves me? I won't stand for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. Mika, do your armpits stink?
Yes, when I don't put deodorant on and I have a spray tan.
I don't, it's not very often. But man, when I'm stinky, I'm stinky.
Do you have smelly armpits?
Yeah, like I said, not very
good
often.
Good for you.
Approximately 2% of people have a gene that makes it so their armpits never smell. Even without deodorant.
Lisa, my fiance, has that.
Yeah, she never...
She never smelled in 10 years.
And my wife's never stinky.
Ugh, lucky them.
She bathes. But, you know...
That helps.
That's always helpful. Always helpful. The very first speeding ticket ever was given out in 1899 in downtown Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
A cab driver was doing a blazing 12 miles an hour... In an 8-mile-an-hour zone.
Oh, no, he didn't.
And you might be interesting to know, there is a fake McDonald's in the city of Industry in Southern California.
Uh-huh.
It's just used for filming. Most of the McDonald's ads that you've seen were shot in that building.
No way.
In that very building. That'd be cool. They should give tours.
Yeah.
I'd go.
I'd go, too.
I would go to
But
that.
Imagine being starving and you drive there and there's no food. It's just a set. You're like, this is so LA. I hate you.
Yeah, right.
Starving.
I'd love to have food. They don't.
Yeah.
Everything's all... Well, that, I don't know. Maybe I don't want to go now.
Yeah.
Well, we should go. I just don't want to go there. Everybody have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. Adrian.
And you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, brand new episode of Unlikely just dropped. Available on YouTube, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez.
Yeah, I'm low-key. It was a busy few days. Get to just focus on the show this week, pretty much.
Way to go.
Yeah, Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'm back into the singing swing of things. I'll be at Delilah tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
It's happening.
Do the gowns still fit?
I don't know. I've been eating a lot of cookies.
I have to be careful. No, because the other day I went to put on some tux pants.
Yeah.
And I went, whoa. I just wore these 2 weeks ago.
I feel that deeply.
I'm not wearing them today.
Pants or just those?
This was last weekend. that was just that. Yeah, so I'm on my game. Again, have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.